Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Senator Clinton, Nigeria's foreign affairs minister. Can you name him?
I don't know.
Ojo Moduekwe. Senator Obama, same question.
Ojo Moduekwe.
Correct.
With last night's comeback by Hillary Clinton, we will look back on Ohio and Texas as the primaries decided by Saturday Night Live. In their first two post-strike shows, they did skits parodying campaign debates, as we heard there, showing Barack Obama being coddled by a fawning press, and Hillary Clinton even referred to the parodies in one of the real debates. Those skits also raised some issues about race and identity when some critics objected to the casting of a non-African-American actor, Fred Armisen, as Obama. Now, colorblind casting has been seen as progressive in the theater. So is it not a two-way street? We thought we would ask your views on the non-traditional casting question. Is it different when a black actor plays Hamlet than when a non-black actor plays Obama, et cetera, et cetera? And our phone number, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Our guest, culture critic and professor of Africana Studies at Brown University, Tricia Rose. Again, 212-433-WNYC with your thoughts on this. Hi, Professor Rose. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
I'm okay, thank you. So this isn't the first time a white actor has been cast as a black public figure on Saturday Night Live. Daryl Hammond played Jesse Jackson at one point. Why is this one getting attention, do you think?
Well, I think this one's getting slightly different attention because there's a new kind of understanding of Barack Obama's racial identity being touted, that somehow his blackness is not really relevant in any way. And so this opens the door for a more complicated context for his rendering. But, you know, a lot of it has to do with the discomfort that a lot of people have about the extraordinary significance of race in American society as an indicator of significant inequality still, and yet this very complicated form of sort of cultural crossing in the cultural arena, in the mass media arena, that substitutes for real sort of integration in American society.
What about the colorblind casting question? There are two shows up on Broadway now, or one of them I think is about to open, with black actors in traditionally white roles, Come Back, Little Sheba, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Is that
right,
different? Is that morally, qualitatively different in your opinion?
Well, it's a little bit different when you're playing an actual person who's in the political arena today where the stakes are so high, where, you know, having pictures of him wearing a turban, you know, is part of a potentially a stigmatizing a political strategy. That's a very different thing than actors in the theater playing cross-racial character identifications. But there are two different strategies there. In Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, it's an all-black cast, mm-hmm. right? And in the other case, it's some black actors. But I guess the thing I want to ask about this, and I would love to hear what the viewers think, is, you know, shouldn't we be thinking more generally about expanding the canon in the arts? I mean, it's not that I don't want to see another version of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It's just to say that, you know, the critically important role of expanding the theater so that everyone is a part of American storytelling has to also include creating more opportunities for various peoples of color, gay and lesbian people, various religious backgrounds, to see their stories told by a diverse cast, but that would also give plenty more room for actors of color. And so I think the problem here is not seeing that there's a long racial history of exclusion and imagining that the fiction of colorblindness is going to resolve that. And I think we really just need to expand the canon a bit as an alternative strategy.
Gail in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gail.
Hi. I'm calling to let her know that Saturday Night Live has traditionally changed the race of whatever character. Like, the black woman plays Donatella Versace. But in this case, because it's political and Obama is black and this is comedy, then that is why, you know, they probably picked the white guy to play Obama. also, in terms of her, what's the other question she said about, like, the racism in the theater? What was that she said?
You were asking Tricia?
Yes.
Yeah, I what did I say about racism in the theater? I said there's a long history, actually in both arenas, of not only the exclusion of black actors, but of the theater itself representing
right.
broadly the stories of, which are terrific, amazing stories, but the stories primarily of white Americans. And so we don't have a lot of stories about Asian Americans. We don't have a lot of historically significant theatrical texts about other groups.
What you may think is not historically important is not the same as what other people, because other groups have their own theaters. And just because it's not represented nationwide or getting a lot of popularity doesn't mean it's not unimportant.
Have their own theaters?
Well, no.
Ethnic theaters?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those theaters are crucial.
Go ahead.
No, I have a question. I have a question for this caller.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, do you think, though, that Broadway gets to stand in for America as a whole, and that perhaps that very important stage where significant awards are garnered, where careers are made, would be enhanced by expanding in the way that I'm suggesting? I mean, I'm not suggesting we should ignore ethnic theater.
Yes, but unfortunately there's that racism embedded in the arts and, you know, in this country.
So you're making my point now.
You see it in the Oscars. You see it in music. You see it everywhere. And now you're seeing it in the political arena where Obama's race shouldn't be a factor in him running for president. It shouldn't even be discussed, but that's all they keep talking about. We can see he's black.
Gail, thank you very much. I'm going to go to Michael in Manhattan. Michael, you're on WNYC with Professor Tricia Rose. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to make a little point about Fred. He seems to always play ethnic characters on Saturday Night Live, and that might be one of the reasons why they did choose him. The other thing I was going to say is that I'm black, and I was born in Harlem, and everyone in my family is black, but I don't look black at all. Everyone thinks I'm Italian or Jewish or Greek or something like that. And I always found it funny that Obama, who is half black, and he is half white, looks more black than I do. We're at a funny point right now in society where we have some legacies from the 60s, which I remember, and we have a whole group of people who I was kind of precocious, you know, people like me that didn't look like the so-called racial group that they were in, are really out in the forefront right now. And we have a mixture of all sorts of inheritances from racism, as well as this new acceptance of people who are in between and mixed, and which side are they on, and I think this whole thing is bringing all of this out. I think we just have to look at these questions, remembering that we're undergoing a transition in America right now, and because we might feel some sort of nuances from the past, it doesn't mean that the future and what's going on right now is reflecting things that went on 40 years ago.
Michael, I'm going to leave it there for time, but thank you very much for that point. And following up on what he said, Professor Rose, I guess it feeds into a wrinkle of this Fred Armisen debate, which is that Obama is half white, and so there's a mixed race identity, and Armisen is mixed race himself, white and Asian, I understand. So some people see him as, in a way, an ideal actor to portray a mixed-race candidate if he does a good job.
Well, a couple of things. If that's the case, then why did he have to wear darkening makeup? That would be, it seems to me, an important question. And I'm not sure this happens in reverse. I don't know if Maya wears, you know, whitening makeup when she's playing Versace. But I guess I think we have to ask some questions about what's trying to be portrayed. But the other thing that's interesting is in reading the clips, some say he's Hispanic and Asian. Others say he's white and Asian. And this question of his identity seems to get mixed in with his capacity to play this other role. I don't think it's a hysterically big deal. I'm not of the school to say that, you know, no one should play cross-racial characters. But I do think that we have a very unexplored, not only history, but contemporary society where a real impulse to make caricatured performances of black people is still very much alive. You see it in popular culture. You see it in underground popular culture. You see it on campuses where you have what are in some ways kind of neo-minstrelsy adaptations of what people think is mm-hmm. black.
You mentioned,
and so we can't you know, we can't just act like this is not going on, and that it's sort of interesting that he has to wear darkening makeup, that we do. There was a black cast member. I mean, neither one of them look like Obama as far as I'm concerned. It is an interesting question, you know.
You've mentioned,
why wasn't Keenan chosen? Was it just, I mean, they claim it's just, look, the other skits weren't as good, that this was just strictly about what was that good. I can't suspend that level of contextual disbelief, but I certainly think there's an element of that involved.
You mentioned the makeup a couple of times. Would it be extremely different if he didn't wear darkening makeup? Because then it would say, perhaps, that, Obama is such a mainstream character at this point that somebody like Fred Armisen could play him without darkening, and it's completely acceptable and completely believable.
Well, that's the catch-22. They say the point is that Obama's not really black, that black is not an issue, race is over, we're a colorblind society, but we need to darken this man's face so he can play Obama, right? So, I mean, is there not a fundamental contradiction in that?
So is that really the big issue here, the makeup for you?
No. Well, no, actually, the big issue, it seems to me, is that Saturday Night Live has had a kind of limited form of, historically, of opportunities and complexities for black characters and black roles, and that, you know, that is, it's not unlike what the situation in the theater is that the public stage in certain arenas at the height of the various fields are not reflective of the complex diversity of society, and it limits the creative opportunities of a variety of people of color.
And there because time is up. Tricia Rose, professor of Africana Studies at Brown University, author of the forthcoming book, The Hip-Hop Wars, What We Talk About When We Talk About Hip-Hop and Why It Matters. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.